I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia gathered Friday for a summit that opened with pledges of solidarity and cooperation and is expected to bring progress on COVID-19 vaccines, infrastructure, and technology. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the importance of free and open Indo-Pacific, while India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi also called for peace in the Indo-Pacific. The meeting comes just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced an AUKUS security pact under which Australia will be provided with nuclear-powered submarines, a move that has been roundly denounced by Beijing. Two Canadians detained in China have been released from prison. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced their release Friday night, hours after the U.S. Justice Department resolved criminal charges against a top executive of Chinese communications giant Huawei. Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were arrested in China shortly after Canada arrested Huawei's chief financial officer Ming Wanzhou in response to a U.S. extradition request. The deal with Ming calls for the Justice Department to dismiss fraud charges late next year. Kovrig and Spacer has spent more than 1,000 days in prison. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan sought to cast the country as the victim of American ungratefulness and an international double standard in his address to the United Nations General Assembly. Speaking Friday evening in a pre-recorded speech, the Pakistani Prime Minister touched on a range of topics that included climate change, global Islamophobia, and the plunder of the developing world by the corrupt elites, as he put it.